When you take an inventory of the different kinds of potential terrorist targets, the state of Louisiana is home to just about all of them. Ports, oil and gas reserves, a high concentration of chemical plants, and a city that attracts major tourist events. Officials there are trying to work together in new ways to secure the state's assets and protect its citizens. From New Orleans, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
From the bank of the Mississippi River near New Orleans' famous French Quarter, you can watch one of the busiest waterways in the world. Towboats nudge loaded barges upriver as huge merchant ships motor past them, leaving a lazy wake that rolls to the shore. More cargo goes through the Mississippi River ports in South Louisiana than anywhere else in the world. Much of it, the oil and gas that fuels the rest of the country.
This is the energy heartland of America.
Terry Ebert is head of Homeland Security for the city of New Orleans. He says that distinction is what makes Louisiana vulnerable to a terrorist attack.
Well, I think as you look at the footprint of southern Louisiana as a strategic area to the country, not only for its river, the largest tonnage port, the tremendous oil and gas industry, 130 petrochemical companies, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the natural gas pipelines, anything that impacts this area in the world war that we're fighting today is going to instantaneously have an impact on the economy of America.
Protecting all that seems daunting, but Ebert says it's just a matter of building on a foundation that already exists. Safety and security have always been a priority here, given the threat of hurricanes, floods, and hazardous industrial accidents. And New Orleans is known for dealing with crowds, from the recent Final Four college basketball championship to hosting the first Super Bowl after 9/11.
The systems that we had in place prior to 9/11 to manage 1.5 million people on Mardi Gras Day were already in place. Now you had to, you've had to raise the level and do new things and really coordinate your intelligence gathering on a much greater scale because there's a threat that wasn't out there before.
In an effort to improve that coordination, the state of Louisiana is involved in the testing of a new Homeland Security computer alert system. Russ Queso is director of Homeland Security for the Navy contractor developing the new system. He says it's designed to alert agencies nationwide, federal, state, local, to any possible terrorist attack.
A scenario I can give you is there's a barge explosion in Baton Rouge, a barge explosion in Chesapeake, Virginia. Folks in Chesapeake and Baton Rouge are sharing information about what to look for, what happened. Folks in Tacoma, Washington are seeing that information. They then can go out to their ports and say, hey, if you see any, you know, boats that shouldn't be in the area, go cut them off.
The Louisiana State Police and National Guard are the first two state organizations to join the more than 40 federal agencies already on the new system. State Police Major Joey Booth calls it a valuable tool in the war against terrorism.
Why that's important for us is that we know that Al-Qaeda in the past, when they strike, they like multiple simultaneous identical events. And so it's very important for us if we see a refinery attack in another part of the country, we want to know about it.
This new kind of information sharing didn't come naturally, particularly for agencies that deal with sensitive or classified intelligence. And then there are turf wars. But Louisiana officials have been working hard to break down those barriers, according to Lieutenant Colonel Mark Carey, commander of the Louisiana National Guard unit that specializes in weapons of mass destruction.
If we do business like we used to do it years and years ago, where it was sort of stovepiped, everybody stayed in their little pot. They stayed in their lane, and they did their thing, and it worked fine.
But Carey says it doesn't work fine in the world after 9/11. The fight against terrorism has changed everything, he says, even the way he looks at seemingly harmless activities. He recalls a recent walk down Bourbon Street during Mardi Gras.
And I looked up and I saw this giant bubble machine, but just creating a continuous flow of bubbles, and the bubbles were coming out and the plume was going down Bourbon Street. Just a beautiful plume, and it was a misty day, so it was not going far, just kind of hovering. And I thought, oh my goodness. If there were a pathogen or biological agent in that, it would kill everybody on Bourbon Street.
Kerry went up to the balcony to make sure the bubbles were indeed harmless, something he would never have done before he had to start thinking like a terrorist. Kerry says this new way of looking at everyday events is an ongoing responsibility now. The terrorist has to be right only once, he says. We have to be right every time. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.